Welcome to World Cup 2026 Pulse. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Two forces are tugging at this tournament: money and match control. FIFA's commercial engine is roaring, but fans feel the squeeze, while referees just rewired key laws.
On the pitch, the IFAB changes land before kickoff. Red cards for covering your mouth in confrontations, red for leaving the field in protest. VAR can overturn incorrectly awarded corners. A 3-minute cooling break 22 minutes into each half, plus updated handball guidance. All 170 officials are in Miami this week for a final seminar before June 11th. That's a lot at once, but it's aimed at tighter games, not slower ones.
The worry is stoppages. Will this drag?
Pierluigi Collina's message is the opposite. Raise tempo, cut time wasting, and fix factual errors like bad corners immediately. Corner reversals should happen before the ball is even placed, so no extra delay. The big behavioral swing is discipline. Cover your mouth and you're off. Expect captains like Tyler Adams to matter even more.
That's instant behavior change. One flashpoint can flip a knockout. For fans, how does this show up minute to minute?
Clearer lines. Emotional control becomes a skill. And those cooling breaks subtly shift conditioning and subs. Minute 22 is a micro reset each half. Handy for resetting press triggers or set piece groups.
Roster time. The USMNT unveiled its 26-man squad at a star-spangled Pier 17 event in New York, with the Brooklyn Bridge as the backdrop. Headliners: Christian Pulisic, Tyler Adams, Weston McKennie. Gio Reyna's in despite limited club minutes. Chris Richards wasn't physically at the event, sent a video from London, and will link up in Georgia at the new training center south of Atlanta. Anyone missing who matters?
Tanner Tessman is the notable omission. Dipped in form at Lyon and had a muscle issue. The eyebrow raiser inclusion is Alejandro Zendejas from Club America. The list can change only for serious injury or illness up to 24 hours before the first U.S. match.
The U.S. plays June 12 at SoFi in Inglewood against Paraguay, then Australia in Seattle on June 19th, and Turkey back at SoFi on June 25th. What's the read on those styles?
Paraguay's compact 4-4-2 can bait the U.S. into low-percentage crosses, so set-piece quality with McKennie and delivery from Pulisic and Weah is decisive. Australia will test transition defense in Seattle's bigger pitch feel. Turkey's press can force errors. Adams' fitness and Reyna's decision speed are swing variables. Under the new rules, emotional control and restart discipline move from nice to have to plan A.
Off the pitch, Ampere Analysis says combined media rights and sponsorship will top $6 billion. About $3.8 billion in rights and $2.4 billion in sponsorships. U.S. brands make up 52% of sponsor revenue. That's a step up.
It tracks with FIFA's cycle-wide revenue target of $13 billion we discussed 3 weeks ago. This is the event slice catching up. Rights values are up 22% from 2022 overall, and U.S. media rights are up 94%. Traditional TV is still dominant, but DAZN will stream in Japan, Italy, and Spain. And yes, those cooling breaks create more ad inventory, part of why brands like DoorDash and Bank of America jumped in alongside Adidas, Coca-Cola, and Visa.
Hydration and the bottom line. But fans feel it in the wallet. Time magazine spelled it out. The U.S. opener versus Paraguay had upper-tier face value at $1,940 in May, and the final's cheapest resale listing was $9,200. The wildest ask? Over $11 million.
The market blinked, though. Over the 30 days before May 19, secondary prices for group games fell more than 20% on average. Hotel bookings are tracking below expectations in many U.S. host cities, per the Hotel Association. That gap is pushing organizers toward free experiences. Big watch parties at New York's USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center and Atlanta's Centennial Olympic Park, to keep buzz high even if some seats lag.
Transit signals are shifting too. In our previous episode, we covered NJ Transit's $150 World Cup fare. Now it's been cut to $98. That's still steep, but it's a reset. And Miami-Dade officials just held talks on match day transportation. clearly trying to avoid fare shock and congestion.
Meanwhile, FIFA and host committees are leaning into touch points. The first official 2026 merch store opened at Hudson Yards in New York, with a second one by The Vessel in early June that will host events and watch parties. The trophy tour is making 75 stops across 30 member associations. It hit Boston College this weekend. Massachusetts will host 7 matches at Gillette, temporarily rebranded Boston Stadium.
Sponsors are racing for attention. Hyundai launched a School of Football campaign with Boston Dynamics' Atlas Robot, a 5-part social series released May 25th through 29th. Atlas pulls off a ghost Rabona, filmed as real robotic movement, no CGI. It's glossy, and it shows how aggressive the brand push is.
All of this runs alongside a tougher competitive field. Al Jazeera profiled Morocco and Senegal as real threats. Morocco's academy system and diaspora recruitment have kept them in the top 10 FIFA rankings since 2022, even after a coaching change. Senegal's core, Mane, Koulibaly, Mendy, is openly talking about winning it all. For fans, bracket math just got trickier.
So you've got stricter laws, a U.S. squad with familiar headliners, prices testing fans, and sponsors filling every square foot from Hudson Yards to watch parks. What's the one thing to track first?
Watch the U.S.-Paraguay opener on June 12th for enforcement moments, a reversed corner or an instant red for mouth covering. If referees hold that line from day one, it will shape player behavior, coaching choices, and even broadcast flow for the entire tournament. That's all for today.